Hello, this is Audrey Zunkel de Courcy with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21, 2024 primary election. We are grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is TJ Noddings, running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 3, which covers virtually all of Multnomah County east of the Willamette River, except for the central east side. Welcome, Mr. Nodding.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me here.
So, to begin, would you please tell us a little about yourself and why you are running for this office?
Yeah, absolutely. My name's TJ Noddings. I am a housing organizer here in Portland in Multnomah County. Recently, I've begun working as a housing case manager as well at a local nonprofit that helps medically vulnerable houseless folks access services, get onto housing vouchers, and find permanent housing for themselves. And I'm a renter as well. And what I've seen over the last few years living here is that every year the rent goes up and people have more and more trouble paying that rent, paying their utilities. Our wages don't keep up. And the folks that I've been talking to in my canvassing, knocking on doors, talking to renters, is that everyone feels the really significant pressure to keep up with the cost of living. And as a resident of the county, I've just been fed up with the lack of action, with the fact that we release a housing plan every year with abysmally low goals that we still fail to meet. And I'm ready to do something about it. So I decided to run and bring my insight and experience as a housing organizer here to the county to bring a working class perspective, to bring a renter's perspective. And I think that all of those things informing my policies on housing will help us lead to more immediate and felt changes in the lived conditions of folks living here in the county.
TJ, what will be your policy priorities if you're elected and why?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, my number one priority is lowering the rent. It's not a direct line from here to there. One of the problems we're facing is that Oregon, although it's one of the first states to have statewide rent control, that rent control isn't very good. It allows rent increases of 10% every single year, which, folks are not seeing that in their wage increases. So one of the first things that I would do as a county commissioner is demand that the state repeal its restriction on local rent control so that Multnomah can implement rent control that actually works for the folks living here and is actually able to meet the demands of our significant housing crisis. The next thing that I would work on after that is implementing a renter's bill of rights. This is something I've been organizing around with the Democratic Socialists of America, where I am the co-chair of their housing working group here in Portland. We've seen really great success with the renter's bill of rights passing in Tacoma, Washington last November. That outlined six important protections, one of which is a 6-month mandatory notice before any rent increase, banning rent increases when code violations exist. Banning evictions during the school year for non-payment of rent when there's a student or an education worker in the household. Banning evictions for non-payment of rent during deadly cold weather months. And in here in Portland, I would also include deadly hot weather months because we face both extremes. Capping excessive fees like pet rent, late fees, administrative fees that you pay each month when you go to pay your rent. Did I say so? Oh, and lowering the threshold for rent assistance. So Portland currently has mandatory rent assistance for renters that are forced to move by no fault of their own. One of the reasons that might trigger is if your rent increase was at 10%, which is the maximum allowable increase, you qualify for rent assistance. Tacoma just passed the same assistance, but at a 5% increase threshold, and I would bring that to Portland as well. After the Bill of Rights, the next three things are passing eviction representation for all, a right to counsel program in Portland. Multnomah has the highest eviction filing rate in the entire state of Oregon, 90% of which are for non-payment of rent, not because the tenants are in any violation of their lease or having any problem with their neighbors or landlord. It's just because they can't keep up with their rent increases and they're getting evicted and being put on the streets. Only 5% of tenants in Multnomah County have eviction representation versus 82% of landlords. And we've seen in right to counsel programs in other cities like New York, Philadelphia, Boston, That when you have representation, 80% of the time, tenants get to stay in their homes. And those legal representatives also end up getting a lot of financial breaks for those tenants, including getting some of their back rent forgiven so that they can keep up with their, make good on their debt, stay in their homes. And without that essential protection, tenants really don't have a chance in eviction court. So I think that's absolutely essential. And I think we need to develop a public housing developer here in Multnomah County. As we've seen in places like Seattle and Montgomery County, Maryland, the private market for housing and the commodification of housing is absolutely not working. We are in a race towards the bottom. And if the county doesn't start investing in building more publicly funded social housing, we're never going to get out of this situation. So that's something we need to start investing in now. And lastly, we need to take some of the unspent supportive housing services tax funds that the county has had such a difficult time spending and hasn't been transparent about why, and put them towards more housing vouchers. So what I see every day in my work as a housing case manager is that many of the folks that are houseless currently, there's 11,000 in Multnomah County, are eligible for housing vouchers, but they end up just going onto wait lists that last years and years and often never come off of those wait lists. And the problem is just that we aren't funding enough housing vouchers. We have 5% vacancies in our residential stock, and we need to be filling them. And the only step that needs to take place for us to get there is to fund more housing vouchers. So those would be my priorities if I were elected to office.
Thank you. You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of TJ Notting, who is running for Multnomah County Commissioner District 3. One final question in our last few, less than a minute. Are you satisfied with the board's current handling of the 24-hour mental health crisis and sobering center? If not, what changes would you support?
Yeah, I recently read the draft plan that my opponent, Commissioner Julie Abram Edwards, put forth for the 24-hour sobering center. We've been waiting for this for over 4 years since the last one closed. And although I think there are some admirable things in her plan, and I commend her work towards building that center, it doesn't plan to add the first beds until next summer in 2025. And we know that we're in an acute crisis right now. We have fentanyl deaths every single day in Portland. We have folks facing mental and behavioral health crises. We just repealed Measure 110, recriminalizing drug use, and we can't wait another year to provide our first beds for this essential sobering drop-off center. So one thing that I would amend to that plan if I were elected is to build an immediate temporary drop-off center to bridge our gap now, so that folks that are currently in crisis, whose only option right now under the bill of Measure 110 is to be arrested, put into jail, and face incarceration. If we don't build immediate diversion programs right now, we're only going to see people further traumatized, further taken away from their goals of engaging with substance use treatment. And I believe that we need to build a permanent center and we need to implement a temporary center right now.
Thank you, Mr. Notting. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview of TJ Notting, who's running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 3. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.